For the most part, somewhere between 6 to 10% of people who even qualify under those four categories before all this even use that program. So mail-in ballots is something that's been around for a while, but very underutilized and very restricted in terms of who qualifies in Texas.
There have been several lawsuits now filed over the past few months as the pandemic has continued related to mail-in voting in Texas. So run us through the lawsuits and what has been going on in court about this.
On the district court level, plaintiffs really just sought a state judge to clarify what the law says, like the disability category for mail-in ballot. Under the election code, plaintiffs in the case have pointed out that it says this is available to anyone who will face physical harm from going to a polling place. And their argument is that that very clearly would pertain to basically anyone without immunity, basically the general population. They just wanted a judge to weigh in and say that. And, you know, a lower court judge did, and now that's been appealed and it's, you know, it's gone to the Texas Supreme Court. And then the other lawsuits on the federal court level are doing what, you know, a lot of federal court voting rights lawsuits have done in Texas for the past few years, which is say the way Texas law is right now is inadequate to meet constitutional guidelines for what should be available to voters. The federal court lawsuits are seeking to remedy a situation that Texas law is just doesn't have enough protections for voters during this time.
So Ashley, looking at those parameters right now for who is eligible to vote by mail in Texas, and you mentioned one of them has really been getting a lot of attention. If you are sick or disabled, talk about the arguments that have been going on around that specific part of right now who's eligible to vote by mail.
So state officials would say that sick or disabled means like you literally cannot make it to a polling place. So you have to vote by mail, like you are physically unable to go to a voting place. You know, on the other side of that argument, voting rights groups say, well, the election code says, well, if you will be physically harmed by going to vote in person, then that allows you to have access to mail-in voting. Right now, local election officials don't really have the authority to ask someone to prove that they're disabled. So it kind of has always been left up to the voter to decide whether or not they fit into that category. And to an extent, it still does. State officials don't want, like, and I'm thinking specifically here, our Attorney General Ken Paxton does not want this to become a situation where everyone who does not feel safe going to a polling place seeks a ballot under that category. Voting rights groups say, like, that is absolutely what mail-in ballot, even under Texas law, was created for. And if not, then the law needs to change.
In Texas, who ultimately decides if a voter is eligible for a mail-in ballot? Is that a decision by local elections officials, or is that something that the state determines?
It's actually something that the voter determines. When a voter seeks a mail-in ballot, they're asked to check one of those four boxes that I had mentioned before. And, you know, that's a legal document. It's binding. If you lie on that document, you could be potentially prosecuted for that, although that's very rare. But local election officials just take the ballot application, look at it, make sure everything that all the information that is needed is provided on the form, and then they send the ballot. They don't vet whether or not someone is truly eligible. I think it might be different for over 65 because they could just check the birthday that's listed there on the form. For the most part, it is on the voter to decide whether or not they qualify for one based on the provisions there on the ballot, like the language that tells you, you know, what category applies to whom. We don't have state regulated elections here. We have a very decentralized system. It has always been up to local election officials to administer these ballots. So the state doesn't really weigh in in any way. Voters get to decide, you know, what category they belong in, if they belong to any at all.
So what are voting advocates and local elections officials, what are they telling voters to do while all of this is still up in the air?
Everyone's being very careful to say, not give their opinion on sort of the legal situation at hand, but just say, if you think you qualify, you should seek a ballot. And they're not saying like, oh, if you think like you will get the coronavirus and get very ill. They're just saying, like, read everything you can. This is up to you in the end anyways. And if you think you qualify, then seek a ballot. You know, a local election official is not going to step in because, one, that is not their job. They are not, you know, especially under the disability category. I heard a lot from local election officials say, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what a physical disability would be, even if someone were to describe it to me. That is not my job. They're also not investigative authorities. So, you know, they're basically telling voters, like, do your research, take this into your own hands. You know, I feel most in this situation for voters because it is so complicated. And I think even lawyers can't really say outright, like, what anyone's rights are here right now, because it's still getting worked out.
Much more to come on this. KUT's Ashley Lopez covers, among other things, elections and voting. And Ashley, thank you so much for your time and explanation today.
Thank you.